Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Huh. I look like Bill Mickelson on that screen. All black. Call me Lefty.
I have to ask about those glasses.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those?
Where do you think I got those?
Right.
Were they just laying around
same
someplace?
Same place
or
got
what?
His
Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Why?
Interesting little frames, I think.
You should give them back to her.
They're women's glasses. I just realized that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you mean you just realized you had them for, you've had them for a couple of weeks?
Well, no, but I've got those like are very... several pairs. I got kind that have the leper skin, whatever you want to call them. Okay? But they're men. But I just realized that. Yeah, they're
kind of cat guy.
Yes.
They're women's glasses. I'm going to put those down.
No, put those back on.
No, I'm fine. No,
damn
no,
it,
no,
I shouldn't have said anything.
I just noticed. Yeah. I think I had those last night at that event.
Yes.
I did.
You couldn't read last night. Remember, you were asking me. I was looking at the program.
It was dark.
Can't see.
I just want to get as far away from you as possible. You smelled like a garlic patch.
Boy,
smelled like you were working at Wayne's Garlic Farm.
I did. You know, I felt bad about that. So Todd, for our listeners, Todd took us out to
The Heights,
which
is a great food.
Used to be Oxford's, then it was something, and now it's the Heights.
Was it ever Brubaker's?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay.
It was not Brubaker's. That was a little bit more.
I always
north.
Get that all mixed up. What was what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's that industry, right? It just changes, but
Maloney's was the like D or what is that one? That
right. The
D2
game
or
thing.
Something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I even noticed like that's the one thing I notice when I walk. Look way high in some of these older buildings.
Yeah.
And it all says like the year they were built and all that. It's kind of cool.
It is. But that the inside of that the
spectacular
again, Oxford's and now. But anyway, they have great food there. They have great drinks, but they have great food. And
are you proud of me what
awesome.
I drank last night?
You know what? Get this. So Todd's buying, or Civic Media's buying, whoever was buying. I just know I wasn't. So I was with Johnny 2 days ago on the golf course, and I was buying, and he was drinking double vodka, Diet 7-Ups.
Okay, but
11.50. Let me finish. 11.50. Okay. You want something to drink? Yeah. And I just, for the record, it was free beer. Anyway, so.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You did too.
I did not, I swear.
I don't believe that.
From the golf cart girl?
Yeah, free beer.
I did not know that.
Because that girl we were with ordered a beer, a Corona. And she said 11.50. I said, well, we know she got the beer. Because I was, of course, drinking water. And she said, no, it was sponsored by.
I literally did not know that.
Who sponsored the beer? There was, at the awards thing, they thanked the sponsor. I forgot who it was. But anyway.
It was me.
But they did not have a vodka sponsor. Anyway, so that's, he's drinking those like water on Monday.
But it was 90 degrees.
Okay, whatever.
So my ankles were getting torn up by the flies. So, and it was the day before my root canal, and my mouth was just throbbing.
Or whatever. So anyway, last night we go to.
And it's the last time I'm going to mention my tooth or my root canal or anything like that.
I'm sure.
Because you told me that I've been whining about it way too much, and I'm not going to even mention it again.
Yes. Anyway, so we go to the Heights last night, and the lady comes around, and she goes, what do you guys want to drink? And I said, well, he'll have a double vodka, Diet 7-Up. He goes, no. Just, and this again, I'm not buying, Todd is. He goes, no, I'll just have the Diet 7-Up.
Yes.
Wow. Like, what? That's what I said. Anyway, so that's all he had. He had two Diet 7-Ups last night.
Yes. That's all I had. Then we stopped at that little bar on the way to the car to watch the end of the basketball game. Didn't have anything.
Nothing there at that bar.
Yeah.
You're a huge Caitlin Clark fan.
Yeah. Huge.
Like, I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I guess I knew you've talked about her, but like we went to watch the end of that game at, I forgot what we
were. Yeah, I don't know either. It's that cool place where they open the windows or open the front.
Like gate or something. The
front
windows.
You know, it's
windows.
Almost like
Venus. Yeah.
Yeah. Just next to the Meijer, right next to the Meijer, basically.
Yeah, two down. Anyway, they didn't win.
Yeah, but, okay.
That was fun.
Let me just say this, though. When you're golfing, you don't golf a lot. I used to golf a lot, okay? When, on a hot day, if that golf cart girl comes around, you order, like, a double thing. Because it could be, like, 2 hours if it's a real busy place before you see them again.
You know how you get them to come back, Johnny?
Big tip.
Right.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, It's not like you're in a bar and you just go up and get one. It could be like an hour. You could have one, and then it's like, so you've got a hot day. They're so busy, you have to do that. What?
Whatever. Whatever. Okay, anyway. So that, but you, the way we got off on this.
But
was,
then I was also dipping my finger in the vodka and rubbing it on my ankle for the bug bites, for the fly bites.
Oh, my God. What? I don't know that you did that.
I did.
Did you? I didn't see that. That's gross. Okay.
Why is that gross? If you go buy an anti-itch thing, what is the number one ingredient?
Alcohol.
Yes.
Not the alcohol you drink, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is, too. It's just not flavored.
No, it's not.
It basically
really, you're going to go drink a bottle of rubbing alcohol?
Well, no, but that's okay, different.
It's very different.
But it's still the property that is for... Okay, what did they used to use? What did they used to use in the old days?
John, you're getting over your skis.
No, I'm not. What did they used to use in cowboy movies if somebody got shot to disinfect?
Whiskey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the same properties for taking down the inflammation of black fly bites. It's the exact same ingredient. I could get a doctor on.
Well, we have a guy coming in today.
I could get an entomologist on, and he could talk about this.
Entomologist.
Yes.
Okay, we're getting Tad Taggart on. This is the guy at Western who's doing that.
Who I was hoping to be a part of.
24-hour physical fitness thing. I they still have an opening. We'll see. Anyway,
has knocked me off my training routine.
I think he was in med school, so we're going to ask him about this whole alcohol, whiskey, rubbing alcohol versus the vodka.
Okay, one is distilled, one is not.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, well, that will be interesting. We'll talk to him, but we have to get to his subject, too. Anyway, the reason we got off on this was we were at the restaurant last night, and...
Oh, yeah. Go back to this.
And
we're at the Heights.
At the Heights, and Todd's like, you guys can get something to eat. So, and you couldn't eat because you just came back from the dentist. Yeah. And I thought, well, I'm going to get something. So I ordered chicken wings, boneless, because I think I don't like eating.
I'm with you on that. I don't even like eating wings with a bone in public because I'm just not, some people do it so neatly. And me, I just can't do that.
Well, it's okay eating. If it would have been a different group, like at home, I the wings I make at home have bones.
Okay.
But I don't mind eating them. But, there's people around. And that's just not, anyway.
It's like eating a crab leg. There's a lot of work for this little piece of meat.
Right. And it looks weird eating that. So anyway, I ordered the boneless. And then the guy's like, what flavor you want? Barbecue, this, honey. I said, I'm going to take the garlic parmesan. And I don't want to speak down to that. That was a little bit of a mistake because we had another event that night. Was that strong or what? The whole table smelled.
But everybody said the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow, does that smell delicious?
Yeah.
I mean, there's something about garlic and butter and, that smelled unbelievable.
Really strong, though. Really, they were just soaked in butter and garlic.
I appreciate when we went to the event, we went to a wonderful event afterwards at the Meyer, the Scholarship Foundation, and I sponsor a scholarship. You sponsor scholarship.
Yeah.
Mine's in honor of Ben Ettinger, young Green Bay West, was young Green Bay West grad, joined the Marines, was killed in Iraq, gave it to a wonderful young lady last night, originally from Somalia, and going biomedical engineering?
Yeah.
Something that I would be, I had a physics class at Arizona State. Okay?
Wow.
Physics class.
College physics?
College, but here's what it was. It was for, teachers, just to give them, if they, so you get a little bit more well-rounded. People that want to be high school teachers or grade school teachers or junior high teachers.
Just know the subject.
Give them a little taste of it.
Yeah.
I didn't get through the syllabus as he was reading it before I walked out and dropped the class. That is the honest to God. I didn't get through the syllabus.
Wow, this is scary, yeah.
But here's the deal. I'll never forget this. So he was, doing the thing, and the director of the physics department at ASU walks in. Excuse me, Professor So-and-so. And then, my professor or, my 20-minute professor goes, Dr. So-and-so, tell everybody about the wonderful world of physics. He's like, it is. It's fantastic. It's, captivating. It's compelling. It's blah, blah, blah. The only bad part is, wading through the early stuff. That's, I think, people lose interest. That's pretty boring. And the professor goes, you know what? You're right. Look at your syllabus. Let's move on to chapter 10. And I'm like, I'm out.
Boy.
Yeah.
But my scholarship went to this kid from Southwest. And just, you met him.
Nice kid.
Right?
Yeah.
Going to be double major Spanish healthcare. And
one person just, going up to Northern Michigan.
Yep.
I said, I hope she likes to party. Because I'll tell you what. He did no say disrespect, but those winters get so long up there. There isn't, unless, you know, cross-country skiing, snowboarding, skiing.
Yeah.
Those kind of things are really popular for the students up there, though, too. Outdoor, something I've told you guys about before, winter camping at Hogsback Mountain in Marquette is one of the most fun things you'll ever do in your entire life.
Yeah.
Winter camping is, winter camping is better than summer camping.
Well.
No bugs.
Yeah, I don't think summer camping's that great. So that's,
I know a lot of people just love it, but you know, I grew up basically, I mean, the woods were like right across the street from me, and it was woods for 20 miles with nothing else. So we had a tent pitched all summer, and probably three times a night, me and my buddy Kevin Terzaghi or Michael Finola or one of those guys, we all slept in a tent. We slept outside, and we had campfires every night. We'd roast hot dogs.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. But for the average person, we didn't get to do that every night, you know?
Right.
So that's why it was kind of special.
So for me to go to a campground with lots of people.
You're already doing
to do
it.
That,
yeah,
you know
right.
What I mean?
I see what you're saying.
I mean, whenever I visited people at campgrounds, you get the fire going. That's fantastic. I love it. Love it. But you know what I mean?
I do.
So
I was talking to my student that got that scholarship about Madison, which is a great school, and he's going to do really well there academically, but that's a good school to go to as well. I mean, we were talking a little bit, and he was wearing his Badger shirt.
Yeah,
you saw
that's
see
cool.
that? Like, he's already a senior in high school, and he's all excited about it. But they have the dorm he's living in, relatively new place, and just, that's
hey,
just a
good
vibe.
Some of these majors, though, you and I were looking at each other like,
what are you going to the moon?
I know. Jim, he's not the quietest. I won't want to sit next to him in a moment.
Right.
Holy crap!
I did move down a seat. So
yeah, you
a little
did.
Bit,
I appreciate
I
that. Yeah. But then you just talk louder.
Anyway, but scholarships, I think, you know, kudos to them. How many scholarships did they give out? $485,000?
I wish there was like 80 kids.
Yeah, but it's like $400,000 or something. It was a significant.
And the guy did a great job filling in for Bill Charles.
Oh, my God, he was awesome.
He was great.
Yeah.
I even told him that afterwards.
Good. So. And the guest speaker was Ben.
Yeah, Ben Chan.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was really good. Really good message.
Great message. Three things that he gave reasons why, how it happened to him, it can happen to you, and overcoming losing and how losing can be positive. And just, he was great.
Yep. It
terrific
was really,
speaker.
I'd love to get him on, Todd, and just have him, not give that whole speech, but give those three principles he gave. I thought it was a perfect message for his kids.
Yeah.
We got a full lineup,
we
folks.
Do.
Full lineup. Stay with us. I tried to do it. Each time I tell myself. Is this Janet? Yeah. I used to love, I still love Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
Were you a Janis Joplin fan?
I don't know if fan wouldn't be the right word, but.
Did you like her songs?
Yes.
All right.
I did, but I wouldn't. Didn't she had, again, whatever.
You know who told us? This was live on the air. In fact, Nick could verify this. Who, like, hooked up with her one time?
With Janis?
Yeah. Paul Horney.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
We asked one time, Paul, when you're, big time going out in L.A., and you lived in L.A. a lot or spent the night, he goes, we used to go to a Whiskey a Go-Go and.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when met this girl, Janis Joplin. You ever hear of her? I just told us this on the air. And
wow.
If Paul Horning is saying he met somebody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you know, she was a classmate of, and she was totally bullied by. Like, it caused her a lot of depression problems in high school. It's a classmate sat in front of her and bullied her the entire time. Jimmy Johnson, former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
No way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi, Texas. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Bullied her really bad. You know, he was the macho football star and everything. She was this artsy kind of,
free bird.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
You think he would have been.
You remember jocks in those days? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
In the 60s.
No, don't. But hey, we're going to.
Todd has something to say.
Well, I was just going to say, you were mentioning Whiskey a Go-Go.
Yeah.
Ronnie Millsap had a great story. So he went out and he played at Whiskey A Go-Go. If you don't know that place, it's music, but it's dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Up in those cages.
Yeah. And so he told a story on the Grand Ole Opry one week. And I was working for WSM in on Sirius XM. And I was doing some promos and stuff. So I got all the audio. And he's telling this great story about how he's playing there. And somebody leans in and goes, do you know what's going on around you right now? And he literally got up, stood up at the piano and goes, please, God, give me vision for just 10 minutes.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you something, too. And this sounds bad, but along those lines, when I was doing, he was going to be performing at Menominee Casino, okay, like the next night. I was the ring announcer for the boxing with J.J. Korn and those guys. I was the ring announcer. Oh, yeah.
Who was performing? Ronnie Millsap
was going to be. And they had a reserved seat for Ronnie Millsap.
But you couldn't, what?
If you can't see the boxers, do you really need a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? Yes. John.
No, I'm
you
just
can
I'm
hear
not
it, you can
okay.
visualize it. I
okay.
Mean, come on.
Okay, I'm just saying. I thought that was unique.
So you thought they should have sold the seat and put
no,
him in the back?
No, I'm not saying
put him in the back.
That. No,
I can't
not
see
at all.
Anyway. Put him in the back. Leave him in his car. He can't see anything.
I have to tell you, that sounds exactly like something Jim would say.
Yeah, it is.
Not you.
What?
I know. Jim.
I know. I don't mean it the wrong way. And
not at all.
That was
not at all.
I think there is only the wrong
yeah.
way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I apologize. Yeah. I didn't mean anything by it. It was just like, okay, that's good. I meant that's good. Good for you.
I could be sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was the ring announcer. I was a heck of a ring announcer.
Okay. I believe it.
Want to hear it?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah. Did you have Bud Girls?
Yeah. The ring girls. They'd walk around.
Whatever.
Around it was.
Yeah.
But they were probably Bud Girls back in the day. Whatever happened to Bud Girls?
They still use them at boxing.
Well, yeah. But I mean, there were like any local event.
I see. Had them
a
all.
Bud
yeah.
Girl.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe that became too sexist or
probably,
something.
Probably, huh? But that was always kind of a thing for guys. That was like, yeah, I'm going to this new chick I met. Nah, she's a Bud Girl.
And he's really not going out with her.
No,
she
was
just
met her.
At the bar
met
her. Friday night.
She was nice to him because he tipped me.
Right?
Yeah.
So
actually, you know what? I saw a thing. Heather, who works at Heights, she was working last night.
Yeah.
Really nice, nice
yes.
girl. And I followed her on Facebook. And she said, do you want to know the signs of when your like hot bartender is flirting with you? And she goes, the answer's never.
Well, dang it.
Yeah. Today's National Caviar Day. Doesn't do it for me. You?
Expensive.
Yeah. No. I don't see the taste in it. And like I said, it's not a lot different than we used to make spawn sacks for rainbow fishing.
That's the same thing, right?
It's same just thing. Eggs. Yeah. Just eggs. Nelson Mandela Day. Boy, that guy suffered for his beliefs, though,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Wow. Today is National Listening Day, something you might want to take to heart. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
Birthday's Vin Diesel. He's pretty much made a career just being Vin Diesel.
Who's he?
The actor, Vin Diesel?
I don't know.
You know who Vin Diesel is?
Hmm. Who's he?
He's a big-time actor. Although he's always, Todd, what's the, he's like I said, he's made a career playing
Vin
Diesel.
You can't even think of a play he's in.
No. I'll tell you, he's in those movies.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. They've made like about six of them, right?
Yep.
But do you want to know another role he had that most people don't know he was in? Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. You know who he was?
No.
Do you remember they were in that little French village, okay? And the one guy got,
the one guy
got shot, and he was laying there, somebody take this letter from my dad. And they're like, shut up and lay down. Because the German sniper was selling every time he'd move. And it's like, shut up. Give this to my dad.
That was him.
That was Vin Diesel. Yeah.
You see these guys walking in? See that guy?
I did not. Why?
He's another guy doing the Endure.
Oh, does he look the part?
Yeah, he does. So we got...
That's why I'm wearing all black to look slimmer today.
We, for our listeners...
Okay, let me just say one more thing.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Martha Reeves' birthday today.
Yeah. Is that
Martha Reeves?
Her husband was the coach.
The coach. What do you mean?
Wasn't there a coach named Reeves, Atlanta?
Dan Reeves?
Yeah.
No. Martha Reeves was an entertainer, singer, actress. But anyway, Martha Reeves, right? Martha Reeves did more for troops in Vietnam than any entertainer. You know, people give Bob Hope the credit. Bob Hope is going to these places with, you know, huge amphitheaters and, you know, all kinds of security, except for the except for some buildings where it was sloped. But they had security all over otherwise. That was a joke.
Yeah, I just, yeah, that's, I those got aren't that, funny yet. You gotta, we're not over
it's
it
a little
yet.
Early.
Yeah, it's a little early, John.
A little early.
Couple, it's not even been a week.
You're off your game today. You got the girl glasses on. You're talking about Roddy Millsap.
And you wait. You want to get him off his game. Wait till our next guest walk in.
Oh, my gosh.
You see those guys?
And you know what? They're so cool.
Yeah. Just,
I already know you guys are going to have problems with their names. Okay. So it's going to be very good.
These
so
guys
anyway,
are doing
if I could continue.
24
so
hour
Martha
challenge.
Reeves okay. went to these little tiny outposts, like right on the Cambodian border, where no non-military people ever go. And she would go there and she would put on a show for these guys. Might be six guys. And they're surrounded by the Viet Cong, and she would go there. Mm. She did more for the troops in Vietnam than anybody ever has. Mm. Ever.
She's still living?
Oh, yeah. What's her birthday?
Well, yeah, birthday isn't dead.
James Brolin, 84. Is he still married to...
Barbara? Is it Barbara?
Oh, that's right. He was Barbara Streisand, wasn't
yep.
he? But then didn't he hook up with... what's her name? From The Outsiders? Who's always really cute. You know what I mean?
There was a Jan Smithers and a
Jan Smithers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jan Smithers. You know who Jan Smithers is?
I'm still on listening day. I'm not there yet.
Jan Smithers was Bailey on WKRP.
Yeah.
Love her.
Was it?
Yes. Love her. What?
Let's move on. These guys, this thing coming up is going to be. You got to admit, John, this is pretty cool stuff that's coming up.
Would you do me a favor?
What's that?
Would you hide my glasses so I don't wear my women's glasses? I'll
you don't want to show it to these
just
guys.
Just so I don't make a mistake and grab it?
Endure just finished. These are two guys who are going to be doing this 24-hour
challenge.
Yeah. What's it called? The
Endure just finish.
But what you call it? What do the military call it?
The Crucible.
The Crucible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. When we come back, two more guys. Three more guys. Much more impressive than us. Back up.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with a trio of really impressive looking guys here.
I'll say.
Now, okay, so I know what Todd is doing.
Those three.
I know what Todd is doing to me right now. What's He's that? Like yelling at me, Pella, you got to do a Pella spot. So what do I have to do a Pella spot?
Feminine glasses, you guys. Check this out.
I didn't realize the glasses I bought from the Dollar Tree were women's glasses.
We practice what you guys...
That looks good. I like them. Looks good on you.
Kate, this is...
Yeah, it fits you.
You guys...
My God.
Right.
How was that for a backdoor insult?
We want to honor... We want to honor...
Wow.
You guys were in the military. We want to honor the Clinton era. Don't ask, don't tell. Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
Wow. Hey, Pella's in Dorset, Wisconsin. They were incredible. You got an incredible deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results. Again, get as low as $18 per window, $81 per month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Certain restrictions apply. Ends the 31st of this month. Visit PellaWI.com today. Our man Jim right next door to me knows all about it. His house is full of those, and he loves them.
I do.
Introduce our special guest.
Best investment we made. Hey, another great investment. That's my little segue into health. And there's a big event coming up called Endure Just Finish. And this is a 24-hour just physical challenge open to everyone and anyone. And Tad Taggart, who has been a guest on our show before, is a licensed nutritionist. What? A little bit more than that. Is that your... You got a couple titles.
You got school. I got to tell you something. Ever since you've been on, I don't know if you put something on Facebook. A lot of people really like, they know you and really respect
you. They follow you.
Yes.
You got a good following.
You do. I've had numerous people bring that up.
So Tad is, it works at Western. Of course, you have like your own like subdivision there. Like people come and make appointments to see you and you help them with nutrition. And you came up with this idea that, there's an idea that we considered for about a second called Endure.
If I didn't have that root canal, you know I'd be doing this.
And if I wasn't busy this weekend with Art Fest. Mm-hmm. But Tad Taggart at Western Racket Endure just finished. Tell us how you came up with this. Tell us about the event, and then we'll introduce your guests who are participating.
Sure, sure. So how I came up with it, I was actually reading a book by Eric Greitens. It's called The Heart and the Fist. If you're into inspiring books, they're, you know, written by people that served, I would highly recommend it. Incredible. Basically, humanitarian turned Navy SEAL. And I was reading through his Hell Week experience, and like any sane person, I was thinking, this sounds kind of fun. So I just kind of started crafting, honestly, for myself. I'm like, I wonder what I could get through. You know, I was thinking like 24 hours, what could I survive? And I started kind of telling a few people, like, here, you know, this is what I want to do. And they're like, well, I want to do that. I'm like, you're crazy like me.
Well, you know why, though? Because they've never done it. Yep. And it's almost like with the Marines with the crucible down the stretch. It's like, can I do this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, you know, what are my barriers, limitations? So I think that's what is so enthralling for people with this.
Right. It's appealing. It's like, what can I really push myself to do? And I think that's what pulled
people
in.
Who discounted it right away. Yeah, I could never do this.
I can't stay up that late. I got to take a nap. Yeah.
I think that's cool that you came up with something that, and I think that is probably an innate, can I do this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just that drive, right? What am I capable of? And I think, like we talked last time, right? There's the two responses to that, right? No way, no how, or you know, sign me up. It's pretty much just it, right?
No middle ground.
But as I was mentioning, this book, The Heart and the Fist, is really key in making this event because as I was putting it together and as you get towards the end, he basically just talks about the importance of what we can do to give back to this world, you know? To serve others, and that really hit hard, and I started to think, how can I make this into something more than just a workout?
And I think it's awesome, and it's gotten a lot of buzz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Now, are you actually doing it, or are you just sort of the instructor? I shouldn't say just, but are you?
Yeah. No, I'm more event organizer. I'm trying to stand back, and what we have is basically different instructors coming in through each event to lead us, so that they're fresh. But I am doing it. I'll be doing it and organizing it, but. We have people leading it throughout, different volunteers.
And this is a 24-hour, what's the umbrella? Physical challenge?
Essentially, you know, I mean mind and body. Like, you're going to be challenged very much mentally when you're...
And what are some of the components of it?
I mean, it kicks off one of my favorites, the Murph workout, which is in honor of a fallen Navy SEAL. Run a mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, run another mile, and that's just how we start.
That's the 24
hours.
That's the
warm-up. That's the warm-up. But, you know, there's boxing, there's, like, grappling, so that's going to be, like, some wrestling, jiu-jitsu, self-defense. There's going to be a 10K at 2 a.m. And then as we get more into, like, the morning hours, I've got a Marine coming in who's going to put us through a little bit of the ringer. You know, and then we're gonna do some fun stuff too.
What do they call it? Smoking a guy? Is that what they call it? Smoking a guy? And then is it the motto for the instructor? Is it the motto? We're not stopping when you're tired. We're stopping when I'm tired.
Yeah. And it's 4 to 4. Starts at 4 p.m. Goes to 4 p.m. the next day.
You got it.
And in terms of, and I think that's a great concept. And the reason behind it makes a lot of sense to me. Challenging yourself, and I think, like I said, I think people do want to do that. So you brought in a couple of
your... learn your limits. Right. You know what I mean? You know how far you can go.
Right.
Yep. And you can't do it. You know, when I had a personal trainer, Jim, you might be finding this out too. When I had a personal trainer one time for a thing I was doing, and I thought, well, that's fine. They'll help out. But they push you. It's surprising when you do things all on your own how the window's pretty low. You quit pretty easy, or you pull back pretty quickly. But when you've got that other person pushing you like that, and it's a whole different thing of what you have to push through versus your own mind of, oh my God, I'm so tired, I need to quit. This might be not healthy. I'm pushing it so hard. And then, you know, you've done that with your lunges.
He's always putting on more weight.
Yeah. You know,
not putting on more weight on my machines that I'm working on.
Oh, I thought you meant me putting on more weight.
Well, yeah. I was wondering where we were going with that.
Oh, no.
What are we setting up here, man?
I'm talking about Ryan. No.
Okay.
But that's true, too. But anyway, back to Ryan. Yep. I was always adding more weight to the machines. Yeah. And the 5 more pounds, 7 more pounds. Yeah. And you're right. I would never do that.
You'd never do it.
No, I wouldn't. Anyway, Ted, you have some participants, and you brought two of them with us, and I want to welcome you guys here. I think you're a great example to the youth, or actually, you're not that young. I mean, to the people in this community. You're much younger.
He insults people all the time. Just out of the way, he can't help himself.
He's like two in the last 2 minutes.
I know, right?
It's impressive.
Right.
They're not still the youngest in this room.
You guys aren't 18 either. I think that's great that we need to continue to challenge ourselves as we go through life. So introduce your guests, and then I want to ask you guys a few questions.
Actually, I want to let them introduce themselves.
All right, okay? Excellent. Yeah. Give them each your mic, if you don't mind, Ted. Get about this far away. Whoever wants to go first, go right
ahead. Fernando Chavarria.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joel Eleodoro Paula Fernandez Ferreiras.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
We'll just call you Joel.
So Big J.
Okay. There you go. That's even easier. Joel, why did you decide to do this? What?
And your backgrounds.
Yep. So I'm a Marine, former Marine. And I was talking to Fernando here at work, and he was telling me about this crazy event. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's roll.
And he said it just like that with his eyes just popping wide open. And I'm like,
it was one of those automatic yeses. You just didn't give it a thought?
No, not really.
How long have you been out?
Well, I got out a good, 40 pounds ago.
Okay.
This is in 2006, I think.
Yeah, you've really let yourself go since then. BMI of like 6.
And how about you? What made you do that? I mean, you talked your friend into doing it. What?
Yeah, like Joel said, I just brought it up at work because I work with a bunch of fellow veterans. And
where do you work?
So I work at the vet center.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. By Ashland?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Cool. Yeah. Scott says
hi, by the way.
Tell Scott I said hello. Outstanding. I had so many veterans, like Vietnam and Korean War veterans, who never really got the help they needed. And going there changed their lives. It's just so different than other places because it's all vets. They've all, and it's just, there's no form in some of those meetings. It's just, you want to talk? Fine. You don't want to talk? That's fine. That place has changed their life. So thank you for what you guys are all doing there for the vet center.
You're both at the vet center?
Yes.
Yeah. We did the ribbon cutting there. That's been there for a while. I don't think it gets some of the notoriety it deserves. I mean,
I agree. But totally. It's been, still have that one get together where they have the guy makes that homemade booyah?
Guess not.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if we're going to have it again, I know we did.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
The pandemic changed a lot for a lot of people, and I think some of that's still trying to trickle back, so we're kind of in our own.
But you can still get free coffee.
Okay, I'll take you up on that.
All right, so you guys are both employed at the vet center.
Yes,
so
I'm a veteran myself as well. I served with the 2 of the 127 Red Arrow, so the Green Bay National Guard unit.
I embedded with you guys?
Yeah, and John Mino came to visit us for a little bit there.
Can you tell the story about what I was giving away that caused some issues?
So I was just recalling back on the good old young days and when John Mino was out there in 2006 and handing out cigars and some kind of like strip club.
memberships
or passes.
Sapphire's Gentleman Club was one of my sponsors. What am I supposed to do? You guys have your sponsors. Right. Did you come to my trivia show that night?
I recall you standing on stage talking about a lot of things.
That was
almost 20 years ago.
But saying nothing. Anyway, how did
Let me just say one thing, though, for you guys over there. I mean, you've been to Kuwait, Jim. Mm-hmm. You got your one little place, and then there's nothing for miles except desert and sand and whatever. And you guys, the most popular thing there was the workout center, wasn't it? Right. Guys were working out all the time there. It's like there's nothing else to do.
I don't know if it was the most popular place, but, when you've got a lot of adrenaline and testosterone pumping through you and a lot of, I'm trying to think what I can say on the radio. You've got just a lot of fellow males who are just sweating and grunting and angry about a lot of different things.
That's there's a lot of angst. You're just trying to burn it out of
you. The gym definitely helps burn a lot of that energy.
As much as you're not complaining, but talking about the challenges, you're excited about this weekend coming up.
Yeah, most definitely wasn't complaining. I am excited about this. And like I said in a little interview I did with Tad, it's very much that flavor of getting back into those mud pits and pushing those physical limitations in a healthy manner, though. I definitely don't plan to show up and pretend that I'm still 20, and pretend that I can still knock out that 2 mile in 13. Those days are a few pounds removed from me, but I'm going to show up and have some fun and push myself in a manner that first doesn't allow me to get injured because, want to continue day to day. But that really does push the sweat out of me and push me into a mental space where I feel like I don't have more to give and then give a little more because that space, that bubble, it's an amazing feeling. It really is.
I have to ask this question for Todd. Todd, I'm going to ask this question.
Behind you.
You used to work in Mississippi. What was worse, Iraq or Camp Shelby, Mississippi?
Well, I will say this. When I left Fort Benning, Georgia.
Oh, you were not Shelby?
I was Shelby.
Oh, you were Shelby.
Yeah,
okay.
When I left Fort Benning, Georgia, I told myself, don't want to go back there again. I got sent to Shelby, Mississippi. I looked around and said, did I leave Georgia? I don't know. I don't think I did.
Because Todd lived in Mississippi, and he said, oh, that's a rough place.
It's definitely hot and humid down there. But Iraq, I think there are beautiful nights out there. There really are. The sky is
The sunset's amazing.
Yeah. So there's an immense amount of natural beauty out there, but it gets steaming hot.
It's
hot out there. Yeah, it gets so hot, the sweat on you dries off, and all you see is salt lines on your clothes.
So they'd ask me, I've told this story a bunch of times, they'd ask me to bring over a thermometer that went above 120, because it was always 120, you know, every thermometer. So I brought over a turkey thermometer or something, and we went to, you know, where the Temple of Ur was? Mm-hmm. And we went there, and we climbed up the steps. The thing, I left on the Humvee, 132 degrees it registered. 132 degrees.
You get a good tan out there.
Oh, yeah. I get a great tan.
Yes, hey. But the chow was always good.
The chow?
The chow hall was always good.
I'm the only
no
person.
No matter what that, camp you went to.
I'm the only person that went to Iraq and gained weight. Because they had that, remember that midnight snack thing? You could go and get sundaes and cheeseburgers at like 2 in the morning.
Chow was always open.
Yes.
Yeah. You weren't the only person who gained a couple
of
pounds.
Oh, man. And that's why you needed a good gym.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about your background, Joel.
Sure. So I was a high school Queens. I went to high school in Queens, New York, and I was there for about junior high school. And then what happened was there was a Marine on my table during the year at some point, and then I didn't really care what was happening until he said, oh, yeah, I had a Filipino girlfriend, I had a Thai girlfriend, I had a Greek girlfriend. I was like, oh, well then. Marines it is. And then when September 11th happened, that was the day impetus. That I was like, well, I'm going. That was in early
and you were in Queens when that happened?
Yeah, that was I was in New York. I was in high school. And then
I was in your it's there.
Oh yeah. So that happened. And I was like, well, that's it. And so I was a recruiter's
dream.
Yeah, because I showed up to the office and I'm like, I'm ready to go. You know, I gave my stuff, and he was like, get you out.
All right, we're going to sit our quick break, continue that story. When we pick it up right there, great having you guys here. Just wonderful having you guys here. Mine on the Mayor, back after this. So I've come here to give you a hand and lead you into the promised land. So come on and take a real. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. We're talking with Tad Tagger from Western Rackin Fitness about Endure. Just finished a 24-hour challenge. That's amazing. We're with two of the guys who are going to be taking part. Fernando Chavarria, Joel Eloro Palua Fernandez Farias. How was that?
That was awful.
Hey, Fernando, you talked about, you know, you're not into the 13, you know, minute, 2 mile. It's just, it is called Just Finish. So any age, right, Tad? You're bringing anybody on to, really, this is Just Finish. And I'm assuming, are you looking at, like, helping your teammates? Are you doing this on your own? Or tell me your mindset going into this.
Well, Joel and I signed up together, so full team all the way. And we'll probably push each other a little bit by competing against each other at times.
Nice.
And other times helping each other through it. Cause that's
like a battle buddy, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Like a battle buddy. That's really what it is. It's not just about helping each other carry the weight, but also, like you guys are talking about, like the fitness instructor does for you, encouraging each other to put on a little more, too, to push a little
through that
further.
Wall. Yeah.
Yeah, and we really do feed off that human energy with one another. That's an existing energy in that space, and it's maybe we can't measure it so well with our eyes, but we definitely feel it, and we feed off of it with one another. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, especially with this Endure Challenge. It's not just about me individually pushing my limits, again, within safe reason and remembering that I'm climbing up on 40 here, but doing it with a group of people to feel that energy, to feel that connection, to feel that existence in a manner where you're seeing others push themselves too and sweat and just be a little more vulnerable.
Beat off that, right?
Yeah, be a little more vulnerable with that existing shared space. That's awesome. That's really the most exciting piece I'm looking forward to.
Anything you're apprehensive about?
Yeah, that 6 mile run for sure. Didn't like running when I was good at it, and now I still don't like running, and I'm not good at it. So,
but the thing is, you're going to finish it.
I'm going to finish it. That is one my main goal. Right next to don't injure myself,
right.
Is finish it. Do the full 24. Maybe don't do everything, all of it, but do as much as I can each moment and keep pushing forward to that 24 hours.
Can you tap out? Chat? No. I mean,
if it's an option, we can't. There's the Marine.
Right yeah. There. How about you? What's your mindset going into this?
Well, I'm just glad Fernando's on board because I don't really think too much. And Fernando's a great thinker. You know, if it was me, I'd just be like, you know, like a little dog. Okay, whatever's in front of me. Okay, let's roll.
Yeah.
And then Fernando's like, let's not get injured.
No more sensible,
Let's shoot, eat. We should eat something and hydrate. And I'm more like, what's today? Is it today? Let's roll.
You know, one thing, though, when the Marine Corps recruiter sent me out to San Diego to do a video for them for recruiting, and they let me see the end of the Crucible and then the Warriors breakfast the next day. I'm not even kidding about this. Even when I talk about it, I get choked up. There are these kids that were just, you know, they were smoked throughout training camp or throughout boot camp and everything like that. And you got these tough, ashed drill instructors and stuff. And all of a sudden, at the end of that, they're saying, shaking hands, saying, Marine, here's your globe and eagle and anchor. I can't tell you how proud I am of you. I didn't think you were going to make it. You got something inside of you unlike anything I've ever. These kids, you know, 5'8", 154 pounds against this 6'3", whatever, tears coming down their faces. In some ways, wasn't that the greatest moment of your life?
Yeah, so it's Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, and yeah.
What did I say?
You said Globe, Eagle, whatever. You messed it up.
Okay, yeah. Again.
It's Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. But anyway, yeah, so everyone cries. Everyone was crying. It doesn't matter who you are. 6'5", like the toughest dude in the boot camp. It doesn't matter. You ended up crying because it was just a good deal.
But that's one thing I think what you guys are going to feel when you're done with this. It's like, whew, we faced this incredible challenge, and we did it. I think that's cool. I really do.
I think this is awesome. Ted, is there still openings for this? I just, if we just grab this, I just want to.
Yeah, we still have some openings.
Okay.
We're at about, we're a little over half dozen right now with a few like maybes on the way.
All right. And again, just, this is a, something that you came up with. This is a 24-hour challenge. So you meet at Western at 4 p.m. And you take them for the next 24 hours on a physical challenge, but something that, as you put it, they're all going to finish.
Yeah. It's a team mentality. I mean, I think these guys capture it perfectly, right? We're there to compete against each other, but we're also there to push each other and to cross the finish line together.
So that's there.
Yeah.
Can people follow the challenge in any way? You got it online? Any socials? We're going to be...
Yeah, I mean, I personally will be trying to update, you know, my socials, and anybody involved, I'll encourage them to do so. There will be... I mean, there are breaks. It doesn't sound like there are breaks, but there are breaks. So, you know, if you know anybody doing it, keep an eye on their socials. I'm sure they'll be updating it constantly. Right. I know we've got a little bit of media involvement that's going to be stopping by the club tonight, tomorrow morning, and get a little bit of a live action shot. So, we're just going to try to keep everybody up to date.
Okay. So if somebody is interested, they're listening, they're like, you know what? I've heard about this. I'm in. What? Contact you or want to give some email address?
Yeah, just reach out. You'll find me. You know, call Western. You can go on our website. Just through the grapevine, find me, and I'll get you signed up. I'll walk you through everything.
All right. And men, women, do you have both signed up?
Yeah, we have men and women signed up.
All right. And anybody my age or younger? Anybody in their 60s? Next year.
Next year, yeah.
Anybody with he or I's height-weight dimensions?
Anybody that needs to get a lot taller to make the height-weight chart?
And if anybody's looking to support, they don't want to necessarily get involved, but they love the idea. They love to support. There's actually two ways to do that. Joelle started a GoFundMe. And then also you can go right on HUA Wisconsin's page and you can donate to them because that's where the funds are going. That's where all the funds are going is HUA Wisconsin.
Talk about that real quick. HUA, what they do.
HUA, right. Awesome, awesome grassroots nonprofit, all about suicide prevention and veterans, which is why I wanted these two guys on here, right? They know what that's about. And we're partnering with them, and they're going to be on site most of the event actually, and they're going to be heavily involved. So I'm really excited for that. But we really just... want to help them out.
All right. And with this 24-hour challenge, are you providing the cheeseburgers and malt? No, are you providing the food as well?
Yeah, there's a good amount of food that actually has been donated, which is awesome. And then part of the registration cost has actually covered a lot of drinks and food and snacks.
Okay,
so,
great.
I am encouraging anybody that's participating, if there's things you prefer, bring it. You know, if you like specific drinks or foods, you know, if people want full meals, we're not providing full 3-course meals. That's not happening. But we're talking more like snacks between events.
I think this is going to grow because people are always looking for that extra challenge. That's why these marathons were kind of dying out a little bit. Then the Ironman came around and everybody's doing those, half iron, then full. Go ahead. Yeah.
just so everyone knows, about 17 veterans commit suicide a day, right? So all money raised goes to that purpose, to help veterans out with that purpose. So what we do at the Vet Center is we provide help for right. those veterans, and even the veterans that think they don't need help.
And that's one of the old guys from 217 is Will Koken, who helped yep. form that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The well, thank you guys for
thank
being leaders.
Thank you guys so much.
All three
and by
of
the
you.
Way, okay, what did you eat? Real quick, what did you eat for your warrior breakfast after the Crucible?
I can't remember, but I'm sure it was nasty.
It was. They'd have French toast on top of sausage, on top of eggs, on top of pancakes. It was crazy. Guys, thank you so much.
Good
thank
luck.
You so much for your service
thank
to our
you.
Country. Thanks for what you're doing around the community, my friend. We got to give us a report afterwards, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to do a follow-up.
You bet.
After action report, or whatever they call it. We got to do that. Thank you, guys. Good luck.
All right. Endure.
Set a quick break. The Flukies will be joining us. Back after this.